Okay, you ready? All right. Even though.
Even though.
That's too much work.
That's too much work.
That's too much work.
That's too much work.
What kind of questions would I ask?
What kind of questions would I ask?
I already know the answer.
I already know the answer.
I'm miserable. Or I wouldn't be here to tap.
I wouldn't be here to tap.
I feel powerless.
I feel powerless.
Or I don't have what I want.
Or I don't have what I want.
Or I'm not getting what I want.
Or I'm not getting what I want.
Or I wouldn't be here to tap.
Or I wouldn't be here to tap.
What questions would I ask?
What questions
would I ask? No one taught me.
No one taught me.
To ask questions.
To ask questions.
They only taught me.
They only taught me.
To answer questions.
To answer questions.
I have no skill.
I have no skill.
On how to ask good questions.
On how to ask good questions.
To shift me,
to
shift my thoughts,
to
shift my emotions,
to
shift my experience
of me.
And I don't want
to understand,
to forgive,
until I know
the truth
within me
that the emotions
want to communicate.
Yes, I do.
I
want to feel better now.
Forget
experiencing
all the emotion.
Forget questioning.
I
just want to feel better.
No,
I don't.
No.
I never choose feeling better. Or
I choose it.
But I don't maintain it.
I don't know how
to really choose.
The thoughts,
the words,
the perspective
that allows me
a consistent experience
of me.
The truth is,
I don't know me at all.
I'm just something
that people have told me I am.
That
I've told myself I am.
I don't really know me.
Not today.
Because I haven't asked.
If I met a new person,
I
wouldn't assume I know them
beyond a little bit
until I got more history,
more
experience,
more
interaction,
more visual clues,
more story. But I don't do that with
myself,
and I don't do it with family.
What if
I could start every single day
with curiosity?
What if I could ask?
What
do I really feel today?
Or even in traffic?
That isn't just a habit.
What
space do I have
to be curious?
What am I feeling?
What can I do with that feeling?
And what can I think next?
I believe I'm a body
with a very unruly mind. An emotional body I don't understand.
And that's about it.
I know all my sad stories.
All my painful memories.
I know my limitations.
I know my
unrealized dreams.
But I've never really wondered.
Can I choose
to be me?
A new me.
A better me.
A more fun me.
A more empowered me.
In every moment
that I want to pay attention to.
I've never even defined
what that would actually look like.
So that I could align with it.
I haven't spent any time practicing.
So that I master.
Traffic.
My mother.
Work.
Time.
Schedules.
I haven't spent any time
practicing.
The opposite
of overwhelm.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If
they had a workshop in that.
Yeah.
The opposite of overwhelm.